Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com. As you said, we can just get on this rat race where we are running from point A to point B. I love the quote from your book by Ralph Waldo Emerson. He once asked what we would do if the stars only came out every once every 1,000 years. And he said, no one would sleep that night, of course. We'd be ecstatic. We'd be delirious. We'd be made rapturous by the glory of God. But instead, the stars come out every night and we watch television. And as you're saying, every moment is a miracle. Talk about the need to be present in the moment and to understand and embrace that God is with us and our very breath is a miracle, and to be present in the moment.
Yeah, what you're saying, Susie, I think is the greatest challenge of life. And A.W. Tozer, I'm just paraphrasing now, but he said to forget about God and simply exist is the greatest tragedy on earth. And it's just so easy for broken humanity to just start thinking about the temporal things that we see with our eyes and not to lean forward and go, every single moment God is at work. It doesn't matter if people are in a pit today. You know, God put Joseph in a pit. His brothers didn't put him in that pit. God put him in that pit because God had a plan to save an entire nation through whom Jesus would come and save every one of us. And Joseph was in that pit by the plan of God. And so there are people listening today, and they're in a dark place. But what do? We despise the pit. We despise the dark place. We curse the pit that we're in instead of saying, you know what? God is present in this pit. God may have actually put me in this pit, and God has a purpose in this pit. And the same thing's true with the pinnacle. Some people are standing on the mountaintop today. They just can't believe how good life is. They just had a little son or daughter born, or a nephew or a niece or a grandson or a granddaughter, and life is fantastic. They're excited. They're so positive about everything. But look, God put them on the pinnacle as well. And in both places and everywhere in between, God is real today. God is sovereign today, which means he is in charge. He's in charge of history. Rulers are not in charge of history. CEOs are not in charge of history. The guys running the banks are not in charge of history. God is in charge. And when I remember this, it puts a sense of expectation in us. And we talk a lot about this at Passion City, of just expecting when you wake up in the morning, I'm going to experience a miracle today.
Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.